In this channeled meditation for alignment, we're going to be aligning and centering and grounding in the center of ourselves, opening the gateways to source to receive the gifts we have from within that are for us in the moment, allowing our innate intelligence, our higher selves, to know what's for us, to know what that is, and to take care of and manage what we receive, how we receive it, and how it lands. If you are interested in hearing more of these, I'll also be publishing, alongside alignment meditations, energy updates, channeled messages from the guides, and I'm starting introductory training, if you like, in energy and awareness ABCs. So if that's something you want to hear more of, do subscribe so that you get notified as these come out. So for now, let's settle in. Allow that your highest intentions in the heart are known. In today's meditation, we'll be working with intention, attention, and using the breath to stay present in the body while we expand awareness. So when in this meditation there is the invitation to make an intention statement, such as, I drop my awareness into my heart and center now, the suggestion I'm making is that we silently say this and then let go. We let go of what's happened. Does it matter that we're now in our minds and having thoughts? No. Did it work? What should I be experiencing? None of those things actually matter at all. What matters is that we have silently made that intention statement, and that gives it, hands it over to our innate intelligence to manage what happens from that point. So there's no wrong or right thing we should experience in this meditation. So we make the silent intention statement, and we return to simply notice the sensation of breath moving in the body and the sensation in the body as a whole without naming those sensations. And in this way, we can welcome what arises in this meditation. We can welcome any physical sensations, any emotional vibrations, any thoughts that appear, any awarenesses that drop in, and any energetic sensations, awarenesses, and perceptions that come with it. And we can welcome them as the witness. So these are the invitations before we dive in. So just make sure you're comfortable, that you'll be uninterrupted for the next 20 minutes. You may want some time afterwards to integrate your own experience. And as always, stay with your own experience above anything the words that come through me are directing you to do. Stay with what's moving within you, because that's the purpose of our sitting together in this space at this time. All right, so I recommend having a glass of water with you. It's not essential, but it can be helpful, especially afterwards. I'm making the invocation now, silently. I open to receive only what's for me. I allow only that which is in absolute integrity of unconditional love to land within me. Okay. Resting in the silence and taking this time to settle into your position and feel your body, how you physically sit in the space you're in. As the eyes close, turning the outward-facing eyes inwards, making the silent intention to drop attention into the heart and center now, as though you are seated here, reclined and relaxing. Nothing to do in this now moment. Let your awareness touch lightly on the physical environment you are sat within, as it draws itself inwards and opening to notice your positioning in relation to the room or the space that you are in at this time. No judgments, no evaluating, just a noticing, a positioning. This allows you to center in your physical environment, not to leave it behind while we meditate together. In this moment, nothing is needed of you. Opening to notice the sensations, the physical sensations in the chest and center now. Not naming these. Observing them. Even if there's nothing to notice, that is something to notice. Progressing to notice the sensation of breath moving in the body, the lift and fall, the rise and drop. Just that it is. There is a rhythm here, a flow, a direction of movement beyond simply the expansion of lungs with oxygen, perhaps. As you breathe, there is perhaps a circulation rising up beyond the mouth and nose and even to the top of the head, passing down through the center, the heart and center where you are residing and resting. Flowing down from the heart and center all the way down. Down past the abdomen to the root of the spine and back up again, making shapes like flower petals, perhaps. Perhaps you notice something different. No shape or a different shape. We are opening to notice the shape this flow of breath makes in the body. Not needing it to be definite, allowing it to be undefined and abstract. Here the intangible and the tangible are in a dance. The abstract and the definite are in relationship. So, opening to notice simply there is breath happening in the body and a sensation of that breath moving in the body. Letting go of all the words that flow through and flow past. Inviting the mind to relax. Not to stop its thoughts, but to relax while thoughts are happening. we're going to ride this breath now as though we're riding a roller coaster. A smooth, slow roller coaster up from the heart. Up to the crown and center, the top of the head. And as it turns to drop back down, letting it drop us off, drop off the seat of attention in the center of the mind, the center of the head, wherever that is for us. Don't need to know precisely what that means. And welcoming any physical sensations that are present here in the center of the head, not naming those or judging them to be good or bad, right or wrong. So we can notice if they are welcome or less than welcome, we are still making them welcome. That's the intention here. Open to notice and to welcome all of the sensations happening while we place our attention in the center of our heads. Right in the very center, even with all the activity of thought, there is a still point in the mind. Thought and noise and sensation continues to happen. So with the intention, we are resting our attention in the still point in the center of the sacred gateway in the mind. Allowing ourselves to rest here. Relax here. Allow everything happening elsewhere in our minds to continue just as it is. Welcoming any sensations or thoughts that arise as vibrations, not stories that need our action. With the intention to fall inwards through this, into this center, is still going. Allowing stillness to expand. Into spaciousness. Inviting stillness to be spacious. Yeah. Not judging what we feel when we do this, what happens. Remembering it is enough. Make the invitation. Inviting that sense of spaciousness expanding exponentially outwards. Exploring that sense of expansion here now, not needing to name it. But noticing, is anything needed of me in this here now moment? Hmm. in order to be with this spaciousness. And again, welcoming whatever arises as vibratory reaction, be it thought, emotional feeling, or something more abstract. Not looking for understanding here now. Opening to notice the sensation of the breath in the body and the sensation in the body as a whole. Now we've made these intentions. No wrong or right thing to be noticing here now. Where there is perhaps a feeling of or sense of constriction or tightness around the mind, of tension, of heightened or focused activity, you can imagine that we are visiting the site of that activity like it has a location in us. Perhaps we are imagining that that tightness or that activity has a shape without needing to know what that shape is. Can we let it have one? And can we make the intention to fall softly inwards into the spaciousness all around that shape? That tightness or that thought activity or that tension. As though we are the spaciousness surrounding whatever that activity is in this here now moment. Welcoming it, allowing it, meeting it as love, with compassion. If that is what is there. And simply noticing how it feels physically. Keeping our attention with that rhythm of breath and allowing whatever wants to move here and now to move as it wants to. Not needing to know what that is or what it should be. Not trying to manage or govern it. Simply allowing. You know, meeting ourselves, parts of ourselves as the spaciousness we are, and even if our experience is not aligned with that, our innate intelligence is taking care of what happens for us in this now moment. We're opening to trust that we are receiving from within what's for us in this now moment. And perhaps you are experiencing sensations elsewhere in the body or the field, or all is connected as we visit the center of the mind. Other parts of us may light up. Other activities may show themselves. We're staying with that rhythm of the breath, sensation of the rhythm of the breath. sensation of ourselves as a whole. And allowing what needs to happen to bring us into balance in this moment, into harmony and into alignment. Trusting that we may not understand it, but just perhaps we're receiving from within what's for us. And gently allowing ourselves to touch back down in that awareness of the sensation of breath in the body, the breath connecting our heads to our centers, to our roots, to our center, that infinity flow between these three points, the top, the tail, and the center. And we ride the breath out of the mind, out of the head center. And we're ready. Back down into the heart and center. Rejoining that part of us that is reclined here always. I'm taking some moments simply to feel and to be, and to allow an integration to happen now. Any vibrations happening in the body, in the fields, allowing them to be as they are, trusting that this is the integration phase. We land in our heart and center. Stabilizing us in a new equilibrium between perhaps heart and mind, between mind and those other parts of us that lit up perhaps during that meditation. Knowing that though we don't necessarily have a clear understanding of what we received, what happened and why it happened, that we entrust our innate intelligence to bring from unconditional love gifts that are for us from Source in the moment. Allowing our awareness of the sensations in the body, where the body is making contact with what we're sat on, lying down in. Allowing our awareness to rest a little more noticeably here in these points of contact. Noticing the sensation in our body at these points, also in our heads, as things continue to settle and shift. And throughout our day, if we want to anchor back into this moment that we have dropped into and the work that's continuing now, the anchoring statement is, I am the silence and stillness in the center of the mind. I am that I am that I am. Or to simplify that, I am the silence. So you may feel a continuation of sensations and things moving, especially around the head, but not only around the head. So the gentle reminder is to allow things to continue moving, to use that mantra, I am the silence, to let go and to trust your innate intelligence to be guarding and managing what needs to happen for you throughout your day. in order that you can integrate this gentle movement safely and lovingly and gracefully. Thank you. So thank you very much for being with us. You're invited to, in your own time, as it feels right, allow the eyes to open, seeing if you can continue to notice how you feel within on the inside while the eyes open, so you maintain contact with your inner state of this is how I feel within. While the eyes open, to take in more of your environment. And before you jump up, taking a moment to, with eyes open, have that sense of your positioning in your physical environment. Just that you are centered here within the fields of your physical environment. Thank you for being with us. It was lovely to join with you, and I look forward to the next one. Bye for now.